Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 3, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. James is talking about teaching. He's talking about don't become a teacher unless you absolutely have the call of God upon you. The reason for that is because you're going to get a mega judgment, a larger judgment. He's going to judge the thoughts and the intents of your heart as you teach and you preach. Now, if you've ever taught anything, you know that you and I do not come through an entire lesson unscathed from sin or selfishness or whatever, self-promotion even. Now, notice here that even though it is little, the Greek word is micron, from whence we get the metric system, it is small. It boasts great things. It is the haughtiness. The tongue likes to get us in trouble. It's the mega talk. As I've said before, and I'll say again, this is our own PR we're talking about. We're never better than we are on our resume. Okay? And so the tongue boasts. And the word boast, of course, biblically is always in the negative unless my boast is in the Lord. And so in this boasting, James says we need to remember how little spark it takes to set the whole countryside afire. Us living in Southern California can understand this. A cigarette butt out the window can burn thousands of homes in San Diego. Terrify, just an itty-bitty little spark. Dragging a muffler on the freeway can ignite the brush, and then all of a sudden the whole canyon is gone, and homes are destroyed, and lives are changed forever. The tongue is a fire. And when it boasts, now I want you to put the two together, when it boasts, it's setting out incendiary sparks. He must increase. I must decrease. John the Baptizer. You and I must be so careful, because if we can guard our tongue, we are mature. If we cannot, we shouldn't be talking. In other words, talk as long as you can keep your tongue under control, James is saying. Watch the tongue. Jesus would remind us in Luke 6 and 45 that out of the abundance of the heart, the tongue's wagging. So the problem with the tongue isn't the problem of the tongue. The problem of the tongue is simply a heart issue. You and I need to make sure that it's seasoned with grace, that it is flavored with mercy, that it is wrapped around with love. We need to be very careful how we speak. I would like to tell you that after 4 decades as a Christ follower, and that after 3.5 decades as a pastor, I've got this down. But you and I will fight the tongue until we're dead. Now, we need to also be very careful about not being so offended. Because a lot of times we get offended by what somebody says or how what somebody says it. And the reality is we are just as guilty of the very same thing. And the Bible calls that hypocrisy. That's not, by the way, any excuse for what we ourselves have done. As the teacher, we must hold our tongue. All I'm saying is we also need to counterbalance that and be very careful not to start throwing stones, because people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And we are all naked before God in this problem. The tongue, just a little bit, just a little bit, that little tongue, can kindle such a raging fire. You and I constantly have to be very, 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 very careful of how we use our tongue. James chapter 3 and verse 5.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.